12 Steps to a Higher Calling in Christ. According to your faith, what you believe is yours. Here are 7 things that affect the manifestations of your faith. Number 1, understanding faith. We must understand faith according to the now, understanding faith according to the past, understanding faith according to the present, and understanding faith according to the future. Number 2, faith in Christ is more than salvation. Salvation in the form of, am I going to go to heaven or hell? And we'll get more into that. Number 3, some unbelief in divine healing and wholeness. As it's stated in Scripture, help thy unbelief. So you can have faith, but if you still have any form of unbelief or doubt, it can hinder the manifestation of faith working in that in which you say you believe. Number 4, faith in grace and law. According to the book of James, it says a double-minded man is unstable. And that's James chapter 1, verse 8. Number 5, not allowing your mind to be renewed, according to the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Number 6, thou shalt not eat, according to the book of John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. There was a miracle which changed water into wine. And also referring to the book of Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 16. So when we look at that, we have what changed? What was the realm of the miraculous, the realm of the supernatural? Well, the length of process was supernaturally changed. Time, the molecular structure changed supernaturally. And then the next form was the same with food and other products and organs and blood, etc. So when blessed by the word of God, things supernaturally change. I want us to go over that part again. Go number 6 again. The 6th thing that affect the manifestations of our faith and that in which we say we believe is thou shall not eat. This is so huge. This is big. And I really want you to take a look at this again. In the book of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, Jesus changed water into wine, which was considered a miracle. And then also when we look at the book of Acts in chapter 10, verses 9 through 16, and we're going to get into this. But what are the things that changed that was considered a miracle? The length of process was supernaturally changed, right? You know that there is a process in curating or generating wine. That process was changed supernaturally where it didn't have to go through all the processes and for that period of time. So in time, the molecular structure changed supernaturally. We have to think about this the same with our food, with products that we use, our organs, our blood. We must keep this in mind. This supernatural molecular structure is being changed in which we call miracles. And then number 7, money. Is it good or is it evil? Which do you believe? According to your faith, what you believe is yours. We have to remember that money is a medium of exchange and is the manifestation of God's substance. Oh, yes, money is the form, right? From the thought. Money is the form of substance. So, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 29, he says, according to your faith, not another's faith, be it done unto you. What is it? Whatever it is that you are appropriating your faith in. Your faith draws upon the anointing. When you release your faith in God and the faith of God that is within you, It draws upon the anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. It is by faith that you lay hold of your inheritance. What is your inheritance? What is our inheritance as believers? Grace, salvation, wisdom, healing, abundance, prosperity, power, and favor. Depending on where you are in the process is where your level of awareness is, your current state of consciousness. However, where you are going or the next step in your level of enlightenment, only the Holy Spirit can bear witness to your purpose. The Holy Spirit, as your teacher and your guide, bears witness with your spirit to say, yes, this is for me. This is where I am to be. This is where I should go. And this is what I need to do. Yes, this is the truth I seek to align my soul with my divine purpose and calling. Only the Holy Spirit can bring forth this revelation from within you. This form of divine wisdom manifests differently for everyone because everyone is not at the same level of understanding nor the same level of awareness. One must be enlightened in order to receive. Your consciousness must be expanded to encompass a higher level of comprehension. It is vital to your success that you do not seek the advice of another, no matter what capacity of role or leadership they are positioned in as your final authority. Again, only the Holy Spirit can bear witness to your purpose and the steps required to walk out your destiny. Another's opinion can cripple your walk because they can only advise from their level of awareness and understanding. Now, many may disagree with me on that because they're more conditioned to man, to surrendering or submission unto man. And I know you may say, well, Samantha, I'm not submitting to man. I'm submitting to the Spirit of God within them. But I'm here to tell you that according to their level of awareness, their level of understanding, it cannot be your final authority. The final authority must come from the guidance of the Holy Spirit, bringing forth revelation of truth that is already within you. So we can seek them for counsel. We can, seek, but again, I'm going to say not final authority. If you pay attention now in the day of the church, in the ministry leaders, in the fivefold ministry, there are many that are acknowledging their journey. And now where there's divine correction is at its highest, is at the spirit of supernatural acceleration. Yes, divine correction is in order. So for those that only what my pastor said, only what my apostle said, only went down this long journey and road to come back to this place now of divine correction. So I'm not taking anything away from leadership. I'm not taking anything away from the fivefold ministry. I am saying that we have to have our own personal relationship through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our master teacher, the one that guides us into all truth, the truth that needs to come forth in manifestation from within you, because there still is religious bondage. The word says that, hey, you don't want to enter the kingdom and you don't want anybody else to enter the kingdom. And some out of ignorance because they just don't know. So like the Pharisees, they thought they were doing the right thing as well in crucifying Jesus. And truly they were, because without that, we would not have the finished works from upon the cross. Okay. So embrace where you are led to receive from the church, from seminars, from workshops, webinars, teleconferences, meetings, gatherings, books, new relationships and friendships. But most important and put first is in Him and seeking the kingdom of God that is within you, the Christ that is within you, the Spirit of the living God that is within you. the Holy Spirit, the power of God working within you. Amen. The word says to agree with it. The word, let me back up. Therefore, the word of God, the word of truth, Jesus, say it, agree with it, and stand on it. This is vital. This is crucial to manifestations. The word of God, say it, speak it. The word of God, agree with it. The word of God, stand on it. Do not be moved by what you see. Do not be moved by what you hear. Do not be moved. Stand, abide, agree, decree, declare the word of God. But then you have to mix the word of God with faith and love. According to the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, but faith which worketh by love. Then according to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Key word, forever, that we may do all the words of this law, the covenant, the word of God, the word of truth. You have to have faith that the earthly vessel in which God chooses to use as the extension of his mighty hand is able to be used as the point of contact as the Holy Spirit moves. You can evaluate your faith by asking the following question. Is it in the word of God or is it in everything else but his word? Here is how you evaluate where your faith is being directed. Your ears. What and who are you listening to? Your eyes. What are you looking at? Your mouth. What are you speaking and what are you confessing? That is where your faith is, and that is what your experiences are being birthed from. Faith works in good and evil. Faith does not judge. Faith only obeys. Faith is a spiritual law. You must appropriate your faith, direct your faith unto the faith of God. Faith, just because you use the word faith or you hear the word faith, does not mean that one is directing and appropriating their faith according to the faith of God, the word of God, or in Christ. Amen. Absolutely nothing happens without faith. If your faith says it will happen, it will. If your faith says it won't happen, then it won't. If your faith says it is impossible, then it is impossible unto you. According to your faith, be it done unto you. Be it done the possible or be it done the impossible unto you. If your faith says it is possible, then it is possible. Faith is a force governed by law. The law of faith never fails. Therefore, according to your faith, be it whatever you place your faith in, be it done unto you. So how do you strengthen your faith? By hearing and hearing the word of God. Walking by faith. Acting upon faith inspired action, or faith without works is dead, and it is impossible to please God without faith and seeing beyond the natural and the physical. So when we appropriate our faith in understanding, remember we talked about the different forms of faith as far as understanding and present and now the future. Now faith has to always be in the realm of now. In the realm of the presence, not your faith in the future, but your faith in the now, because even right here, right now, this is our faith that was already working from the past. So we have manifest that in which we see the experiences that we are having according to our faith that was working in what we consider the past. Right? So now to make a change, because we have the power to bring forth change, that now we appropriate our faith, we abide in the now, and our now becomes our present, but that present becomes the now. Oh, my goodness. So always now. So when we're always abiding and appropriating our faith and understanding in God and the wisdom of God, the manifold wisdom of God through the mind of Christ in unity and oneness with divine mind, we can be assured that no matter what we consider to be the now, the present, or the future is always in divine alignment with the truth of our purpose and reason for being. Amen. So allow your ears to hear, allow your eyes to see, and have your mouth say only what God says. I want to add another imperative statement. When it comes to making decisions about what to eat, drink, and your physical body, your faith will be the determining factor. It does not matter if everything you buy is organic or not, how much you paid for it, where you purchased it, or what your status is. What matters is what you think and what you believe. That includes if you choose to eat meat. If you think and believe it is bad or unhealthy, then it is. If you do not pray and give thanks, then it is not blessed. What God blesses, can nothing or no one take it away or curse it. Of course, all things in moderation, but in all needs to be blessed in the name of Jesus. You don't know who handled it, processed it, or had done whatever to it. Again, no matter what you pay for it, where you bought it, if it is organic or not, do you get that you must bless and give thanks for it? It is your level of faith to believe that everything God provides is good and very good. Once it is blessed, you can drink and eat any deadly thing and it shall not hurt you, according to the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 18. Bless everything you come in contact with, not just what you eat, but what you put on your body and the environment in which you exist. Here is what the word has to say about it. According to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 4 through 5 and 8, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Then according to the book of Mark, chapter 7, verses 2 through 23, yes, we need the word. We need a clear understanding and the revelation of the word, that there may be light, that we may have divine understanding and understanding faith. So the book of Mark, chapter 7, verses 2 through 23. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands off, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? He answered and said unto them, well hath Esau prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Wow, I'm interjecting here. This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Think about this. How much scripture do you read per day? Or throughout the day? How many times do you pray? How many times do you lay prostrate? How many times do you speak in tongues throughout the day? How many times do you do anything in this physical realm? But your heart, in declaring unity and oneness with the Father, with the word, with the power of God, the move of the Holy Spirit. See, it's according to your unity and understanding faith that the Father and I are one, that I do not consider it robbery to be equal with God, that through the mind of Christ, I can declare unity and oneness with divine mind, the omniscient mind of God, through the omnipresence of God, that there is only the presence of God, the presence of good, the presence of the power and the will of God in the heavens. That is manifesting in the earth. So your heart or their heart is far from me. They're praying, they're worshiping, they're reading, they're laying prostrate, but they have not received unity and oneness in all good. So how be it in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines and commandments of men? For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, full well, ye reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. He said that we are free, that there's liberty, that everything is good. But because the traditions of man, the commandments of man, and the religious beliefs of man says that it's not good, that it's bad, that it's evil. Isn't that what happened with Adam and Eve? Eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? He said that we are to eat from the tree of only good. That we are to keep our minds and our hearts stayed on him, to keep a single eye. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Now in verse 10, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth the father or mother, let him die to death. But ye say, if man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say a gift, by whatsoever thou might be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered many such like things, do ye. See, making the word of God of none effect. We have the ability and the power to make the word of God, no matter how much we read the word, the Bible, to be none effect. Because we're not receiving it or perceiving it in its position of truth, that no longer, that there is only good, that death and sin has been abolished, annihilated, that our consciousness has been purged of sin, still trying to live before the cross rather than after the cross. And ye suffer him no more to do not aught with his father or mother, making the word of God none effect through their tradition. And ye have delivered and many such things like do ye. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. Hearken unto the word of God, unto the word of truth. And understand, there is nothing from without a man that entereth into him that can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those that defile the man. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. Your thoughts, your words, your feelings, your emotions, your level of understanding, your willingness to yield unto the truth, not unto man, not unto religion, not unto your act, but unto the truth. That there is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, your thoughts, your words, your actions, your reactions, those that they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him according concerning the parable. And he said unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out in the draught, purging all meats? Because it entereth not into his heart. For as a man thinketh in his heart, according to the book of Proverbs, so is he. What's in your heart, right? So if we go back in there, in that scripture, he says, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrines, the commandments of men. Your heart, how pure is your heart? How understanding is your heart upon the word of truth? Get out of bondage. Get out of these religious thoughts, these religious teaching. He said to rest in truth, to rest in the word, to rest in the finished works of the Lord Jesus Christ, to rest and abide in the mind of Christ, to abide in Christ and allow the anointing, the yoke-destroying anointing, that everything that is not in divine alignment with good be destroyed. That only the goodness, the glory, the mercy, the grace of God, the compassions of God can be within the root of Christ, the seed of Christ. Therefore, like begets like. Then you can only manifest that which is good. What's in your heart, that according to your faith be it done unto you? What's in your heart that is manifesting? That your level of belief. Do you have understanding faith? Do you have or operate from blind faith? Intellectual faith? See, there's different levels and degrees to faith. But we always want to be in the position of understanding faith, understanding truth, understanding victory, understanding freedom. And he said that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man, for from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within that defile the man. Another important thing to ponder is to be an heir to the kingdom of God, his beloved, his representative. Do you really think that the amount of money you have, or your status quo, or your health insurance will determine if you live or die? Do you believe that God will allow you to be sick because you could not buy a certain type of food? That you could not afford health insurance? For he is the great physician. He is the great I am that I am. I am healed. I am whole. I am sanctified. I am righteous. I am perfect health. I am Christ. See, when you allow the power of the great I am that I am to rise within you, the power of the resurrection of Christ and I am that I am to manifest within you and through you, there's wholeness, there's greatness, there's unity, there's oneness with the Father, with truth, with the Word of God. Amen. Those are things and processes of the world, not the kingdom of God. Health insurance is of the world. Specific or certain types of food and what they're being named and called, the world. Those things as far as whether their life or death is according to your faith. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna say this right here, and I'm gonna say it now, and I am going to continuously say this. When we think about generations before, in the move and the workings of the Holy Spirit and the goodness and glory of God in the realm of the supernatural, as we call it, in the outpours and the mighty works, and he healeth all, and there was no feeble one amongst them. They did not have a Bible like we have today. Samantha, why are you saying this? I'm saying this because we got our Bibles and we let the Bibles take precedence over truth, over the Spirit of the living God within, the Christ within. Our heart is spiritual. Our mind, in the different levels and degrees of mind, in the superconscious mind, Christ's mind, in our conscious state of mind, our level of awareness, and the subconscious mind in regards to our heart. So then you go into the Bible literally when he said that you search the scriptures. Jesus says you search the scriptures looking for me, and they are there to bear witness to the truth of who I am, that the kingdom of God is within, the kingdom of heaven is within, abiding in a secret place is within in degrees of mind and consciousness. Amen. So has the Bible been more of a help or a hindrance, one must ask? Oh, don't get rid of your Bible. Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying by far. But I'm saying, did it become a roadblock because of the positioning of truth and how we, and our perception of the Bible, of the words written in the Bible? Because many believers have taken that in which they see in the Bible literally, rather than it's stated that there are parables and allegories, stories. And let those that have eyes see, and those that have ears hear, to go beyond in that in which is written, that there be light, that there be revelation of truth. Because if you can see it with your physical eye over and over and over again, those are not the mysteries. Those is not the truth that you need to go beyond. And letting there be light, let there be guidance, let there be revelation that only comes through the Holy Spirit and the truth of the unity and the oneness of I am, that I am, all that God is, I already am, right? We talk about that in the fall of Adam, in the fall of consciousness, and seeking something outside of himself or Eve and herself in the deception that I need to go without rather than within. That I'm searching to find something of God outside of myself, then the very God in that in whom I seek, I am. Be still and know that I am God. That I am. I, the letter I, and the letter A-M, am, is God. I am is our God. Oh, hallelujah. I am wisdom. I am light. I am truth. I am is our God. Be still and know that I am is God, that I am spirit, the spirit of the living God. Oh, there's so much that we need to go deeper within. Not be deep, but allow ourselves to be. So as we continue on, there's a lie. But right now, I want to go to our denials and affirmations and have a good understanding that when you step out of oneness with God, always in thought first, there will be a disconnect from the source of all good, which is our supply. The source of all good is our supply. This allows the mind to wander into the past or future, which in truth do not exist. In truth, there is only the now, the omnipresence of God, all good. For faith is always now. Now faith is, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. So I have to interject here as well, because you would say, well, Samantha, in the omnipresence of God and being all good, but then there's so much evil or so much deception or the perilous times, or, you know, then you want to get into the level of the sovereignty of God. Our mandate is not based upon the sovereignty of God. Our mandate is based on the unity and oneness of all good, the God of good, the God of all good. And I am good and very good. And I am whole, perfect, and complete. Our mandate is to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish the earth, to subdue it, to dominate and take it over with good. Oh, glory to God, with good. That's our mandate. Not to focus on the opposite or the adversary of good. That's not our mandate. We must trust and believe in the finished works of Jesus Christ, that is already done and abolished and destroyed, that death has been defeated. But because we have power, then we have to appropriate our power in the Father of glory, and in truth and in good. If we do not do that, then we're out of divine alignment, we're out of order, and giving life to that in which is already dead. Resurrecting the dead rather than resurrecting the truth and the light. That's why I want you to stay divinely connected. I want us in this unity and oneness and a higher calling in Christ and bringing forth the manifestations of the truth of God and coming forth and going beyond deliverance and from transformation to transfiguration. So let's continue on here, that when you allow your mind to leave the presence of God, you open the door to fear, to anxiety, to pain, and all the things that are not real. When stepping into a higher calling in Christ, you must become one with all good with God. That is the only thing you see, the truth about everyone, the truth about everything, and the truth about every situation. In the presence of God, there is no evil, only good. Evil is darkness, and with God, there is only light. Amen? The presence of light, there could never be any darkness, only light, the truth. So let me go back and read that again. When in the presence of light, there could never be any darkness, only light, which is the truth. Okay? In the presence of God, there is no evil. I know many don't want to accept that. Like, oh, you're in denial. No, you're in denial of the truth of that in which has already been done. In the presence of God, there is no evil. In Christ, there is no evil, only good. That's why the mind of Christ is our true salvation. So when we abide in the mind of Christ, in the mind of light, in the mind of truth, there is no darkness. There is no evil. That there is only light. And when in the presence of light, there could never be any darkness, which is only light, only truth, when I abide in Christ and Christ abides within me, when I decree and declare unity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For the carnal mind is governed by the flesh, the outer, false appearances, whether seen or heard. The misuse of the gift of imagination also triggers false illusions within the carnal mind. These types of thoughts and false appearances must be denied immediately and continually. They must be replaced with affirming and declaring the truth. Always replace a denial with truth. For verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 18. All you need is faith, belief, and trust. According to your faith, be it done unto you. You have been given the power to speak life or death. For the power of the tongue, according to Proverbs 18:21. There's power in your tongue. Power in the words that you speak. There's power in your thoughts, in that in which you think. You have been given power, dominion, and authority over your thoughts and your words. You must come into unity with your thoughts and your words according to Christ, according to the kingdom of God, according to righteousness and the finished works, and that in which is already been done. So again, according to your faith, be it done unto you. According to your faith in the word of God, according to your faith in the presence of God, according to your faith and the power and the move of the Holy Spirit, be it done unto you. Amen, amen, and amen.